Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, it's Mike. Today's show is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748 and find out how much you could be saving on life insurance. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar hates Chrome.
Chrome!
You're not a fan.
I rue the day.
What day do you rue?
The day that I switched to Chrome. Everybody's on Chrome and they tell me how great it is.
It's great. It's great.
Look, I like Google. What? Safari, for some reason, Safari feels right for me.
Well, because you're an Apple guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those of you blacking out right now, we're talking about operating systems.
You're out on your
No. Not even operating systems. They're web browsers.
Browsers.
Yeah, browsers.
It's a web browser.
With a Z.
You're out there on your wild Safari, but you came in and it was you and Pony, and Pony was very ginny when he was discussing. Well, you know.
Firefox. Give me an olive.
Yeah, that was his answer. He said, "Should I be on Chrome or Safari?" He said, "Well, Firefox." I said, "Well, really, not an option. Not what we offered."
Every dork out there says Firefox. Yeah. No, no disrespect, Pony. My brother's a big dork. He says Firefox all the time. He's like, I remember when he called me. He said, "Have you heard of Firefox?" And I said, "Is that a porn site?"
It sounds like it.
He said, "No, you perv. It's a web browser." And then there's something called Water Firefox at one point.
Water Fox?
Oh yeah.
I think that's the only poisonous snake in Washington D.C. It's the Water Fox. Well, you know, if we were discussing web browsers, Mike would not have spoken anyway.
No.
But we should say that Mike will not be with us today. He's still in the hospital. He is not dead, Oscar. Stop it. He is doing everything he can to get himself recovered and in fine fettle for Reno. He will be there. And we spoke to him. He's doing okay, but he is on a massive plan of antibiotics, and he's doing everything
There's
he can.
There's a second candle of La Virgen de Guadalupe burning strong.
The Virgin of Guadalupe?
Yes, and my mom's.
And I lit a
pray for him, Argentina.
I lit a Duraflame log for him with festive colors. But have no fear. Mike O'Mara is on the mend and getting better, and we send all positive love his way. And hope to have him back soon. And now I have random facts for your Monday that I will. Some of these will be quiz questions, but all of them will be entertaining.
Please.
These are fun facts. Did you know that rain, like from the sky, contains vitamin B12?
No.
Did you know that?
Yubia? No.
That's crazy, isn't it?
No, I did not know that.
All right, you are 4 times more likely to die in your lifetime from your pajamas catching on fire than from Ebola.
Whoa. I would see that being possible if there was still like this contingent of the population that smoked a lot.
Yes.
Remember it was like 50-50 at one point?
Well, sure, you know, you fall asleep with a cigarette in your hand and that's what killed Jack Cassidy.
It's true for Pony these days. I guess so that's possible.
What do you have?
One in four. There's four of us here. Yeah. Who smokes? Raise your hand. Who's going to die?
Well, no, it's not. Hold it. You see, you're selective listening.
Oh, sorry.
Four times more like, not one in four people are like going to die.
25%.
Pajamas being on
that
fire.
Adds up in this room.
That is not okay.
Hey, Pony, be honest. Have you ever fallen asleep with a cigarette in the ashtray next to you?
I don't smoke inside ever.
Oh.
And besides, every time he has a cigarette, he gets excited.
Yeah, it's fun.
He's white. And of course, if you sleep in the nude,
no problem.
Mm-hmm. Eating ice cream, believe it or not, makes your body temperature hotter, not colder. Did you know this?
How's that possible?
Because of the fat content in the ice cream, your body actually has to heat up to deal with
the fat.
Wouldn't
you burn the calories faster then?
Not me. Okay, question, Oscar. What foreign country do we import the most oil from? The United States imports the most oil from what country?
Saudi Arabia.
Not correct.
Oh, not. Who is it?
It is Canada.
Canada?
Another reason to distrust them, because they hold the purse strings.
Oh, my God.
And, you know,
and they want that pipeline.
Yeah, and you know what? Canadian oil.
Have voted against it.
Canadian oil does not argue. It's very polite.
Yes.
It's good Canadian oil.
Also does cocaine once in a while.
What's a little bit of blue.
Like Robert Ford.
Now, the mayor, not our intern.
No.
Because he has a clean lifestyle.
No, he'd be much skinnier.
Yeah. More energetic. All right. What are your feelings about Warren Buffett?
Oh, I love him, man. He's an icon, a financial icon.
Do you know he still lives in the same house in Omaha, Nebraska that he bought in 1958? Lives in the same house.
This is in the same line as when you heard that Flacco from the Baltimore Ravens had his rookie year contract car where he just had like a regular car, like a regular guy.
And I believe it's pronounced Flacco.
Flacco.
It's Flacco.
Flacco for Flacco.
Yes. I hate when people do this. You know why?
Why?
Because one, you yes, you're humble, you're doing the right thing, but you, of all people, Warren Buffett, have the dollars to stimulate the economy. Why not get a group of people to build and create jobs and build a nice stack of bricks for yourself, put it right back into the system?
Yeah, like he could have a roller rink. He could have everything. Yeah. It could be like Michael Jackson's house.
Nice lazy pool, river right in your pool.
He bought the house. That's what he wants. big inner tubes floating around.
Everybody wants that.
Mr. Buffett, you have to come in and correct the economy. No, I'm in my lazy river. Yes.
Make it go clockwise.
Exactly. He bought the house in 1958 for $31,000, now worth $700,000. He's worth how much?
Oh, he's over, I would say, $20 billion.
$67 billion with a B. Yeah. So he could actually have the laziest river of them all.
Wait, does he still live in that house? Is that what it said?
It says he still lives in the same house in Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, I wish I had that. Not the house, but that type of restraint. You know?
All right. What is the average bra size in the United States right now?
Well, I've done my fair share.
Don't look at me. Don't look at Rob Ford.
Average bra size.
We would be outliers. We would throw off the average.
I've seen some cans out there in my life.
Some nice cans.
Think about middle America.
There are some bigger cans out there. Mm-hmm. I would say 34C.
34E.
E.
As in Elvis. Oh, wow. God. Well, which I think actually translates into the male side. 34 long.
That's a lot of work, man.
30 years ago, it was a 34B.
Oh.
So I think we're just getting fatter.
Is it the obese thing?
I think so.
Really?
I believe so, yeah.
Evolution, too.
Yeah. Pony getting involved.
Yeah, that's right. Let's talk about...
Look, if you've got, the big jugs, congratulations. It's a lot of work. I would imagine, though, eventually, that's got to be tough to run with, right?
Right. Well, that's why I don't run. You would think that Whole Foods is the number one seller of organic food, wouldn't you, if I were to ask you? They are number two.
Who's number one?
Believe it or not, Walmart sells the most organic food. And also Walmart responsible for bra sizes going up to 34E.
Well, I mean, I guess if people are buying in mass as they are in Walmart.
Sure.
If you're doing a grocery shopping, that makes sense.
You buy some organic Cheetos, organic Twinkies. Oscar, this is one especially for you. What is the most common city name in the world?
Oh, Cedar Rapids.
I'm sorry. That is incorrect. San Jose.
San Jose?
Yeah. What does that mean? It's Saint something. Yeah. Joe?
Saint Jose.
Well, is that Joe?
Joseph?
Yeah, maybe.
Jose is Jose. That's all I know. You can go Joe.
Let's go Joe. Yeah, and that's our motto for 2015. Let's go Joe. There are 1,716 cities, towns, and villages named San Jose. Number two, San Antonio.
I never knew that.
Because I think your people get involved at the corporate of the government level, and they say, let's name the town this.
Or when we took over that part that used to be Mexico.
That's right.
They were already named San Jose. San Antonio.
And you build your cities of gold. Yeah. And finally, how much do you think Michael Jordan earns to this day a year from his Nike endorsement? Keep in mind, he doesn't play anymore.
He doesn't play, but he gets paid. So I would say $300 million a year.
$60 million a year. And still more than any athlete that's currently paying.
$60 million a year.
For doing nothing.
Well, I was just at the Nike factory store here in Georgetown, D.C. And they have a whole floor dedicated to Jordan wear. And
really?
It's not cheap.
Wow.
It's not cheap.
Well, if I had $60 million a year, you know what I would do?
What's that?
Would go by Warren Buffett's Lazy River.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
So what do you think?
I don't think the sign's going to work and giving by...
The sign is wrong. The sign is wrong. A jingle. A television campaign. The Desert Inn has heart. The Desert Inn has heart. The Desert Inn has heart.
It's enough. The casino is our main means of income. Not the coffee shop, not the show. The casino, that's what pays all our bills. So if we give everybody their money back, we can't pay our bills. I'm sorry, we can't change our policy.
Okay, play a fun word game with me. This will do it. What do you think of when you think of a hunting lodge?
Hunt.
Yes. What do you think of when you think of a rest home?
Your rest.
So, you see, we're going to associate the Desert Inn with something beautiful. You don't think of anything here now, do you?
Gambling. That's why people come here.
That's
right. They gamble. They want to go to hunting lodges. They go to Wisconsin. They want to rest. They go to New Orleans. They want to gamble. They come to Vegas. That's what it's called, gambling, Las Vegas gambling. You see signs around this town with guys with guns shooting ducks? It's a gambling place. They don't shoot ducks, raccoons, beavers. They come to gamble. That's what we do here. Now, you're a nice guy. You make me laugh and everything. But our policy is we can't give your money back. I'm real sorry. Say goodbye to your wife. I gotta go home.
What about Miracle on 34th Street?
It's a Christmas movie.
Yes, it was. Now, there was Gimbel's, who was afraid that if they gave something up that they would lose. And they wound up benefiting. He was afraid that if he gave to Macy's, he would lose his business, and he didn't. It's the same situation. This costs you nothing. To give us our money back is nothing. You would be the one who would benefit.
Wrong. In that movie, Santa Claus took care of everything. It was Macy's, Gimbel's, but Santa Claus came and he fixed the whole thing. We don't have Santa Claus.
Then we get him.
Who?
Santa Claus. We get him. That's the ad campaign. There it goes. I have the chills. We get Santa Claus. He's the one on the billboard. He hands us our nest egg. We associate for the first time ever Christmas and Las Vegas. Las Vegas, a Christmas place to be.
We're finished talking.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
That was Gary Marshall, the CEO of Circus Circus in Reno. A Christmas place to be. Live from the Pfeifferplex Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Broadcasting all over the planet. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services. Thank you, Encore. With over 26 million downloads, we're at MikeO'MaraShow.com and heard over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks. Oscar, I know you're a fan of number 97 because he's kind of a local boy.
Ah, yeah,
he's from Elk Ridge, Maryland. Do you remember this junior, this defensive lineman? What's his name again?
Oh, I have no idea.
Darian Cooper.
Darian Cooper?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, gets laid all the time. Allegedly.
And he'll keep saying that until we get either asked not to.
A cease and desist.
Yeah, there's a document for Mr. Santana. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why? Because they get it. Today is Monday, November 10th. 2014.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Harry's. You know, Movember is here. It's time to grow a mustache this month to show support for men's health issues. But even if you grow a mustache, you still have to shave your face. That's why you need Harry's, the official razor partner for the Movember Foundation. Harry's was started to create a better shaving experience for all men. Harry ships directly to your door from their factory in Germany. You know, nearly a century of shaving experience goes into every blade, and that means a superior shave every time. They cut out the middleman so they can offer an amazing shave at a fraction of the price of drugstore brands. You'll love the starter set. I did, and I still use it. For $15, you get the razor, three blades, and your choice of Harry's shave cream or the new foaming shave gel. As always, free shipping and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Now, here's what I want you to do. Go to harrys.com now, and Harry's will give you $5 off your first order. Just type in our code, TMOS. That's HARRYS. And enter coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer and change the way you shave forever. Now back to the healthy guys.
Thank you. Patient one.
Money never sleeps. That man recorded that in his hospital bed.
He did.
Completely naked.
With a rope that ties in the back.
Yes.
They kept saying, turn it around. It ties in the back. The nurses said, please, Mr. O'Mara, it ties in the back.
That's what separates us from every other show.
Most
people would just say, look, we're just going to do what we got to do. Or maybe, how about take a week off? We don't stop, man. We don't stop. And he may look like Steve Jobs right before he kicked the bucket at his last keynote when he gets
easy
up on stage.
Now.
But he'll be there.
He'll be there. Black
turtleneck, like tight jeans.
That's right. This is the week. This is the week of the Circus Circus Show. We are, you know what it is? It's actually called Cat. That's right. And that is this Saturday. I was thinking on Sunday when I woke up, I said, you know, exactly 1 week from today, we'll all be hungover. And thinking, what
that's
a
your logic?
I was taking
inventory of what we had to take and bring back.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, it's probably going to happen because, you know, you'll have a drink.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll have a drink, too, and it'll be fun. And, you know, the tickets are still available. You can call the box office at 1-800-648-5010.
Could be Mike's last live show.
Now you're going to go that angle?
I'm just saying.
That's right. Okay.
I mean, he's still in the hospital.
Right. Let's be honest. This is his Elvis and Grand Rapids show.
Let's do that
This is the one that you see.
Yeah.
You know.
What was Elvis's last show?
Elvis's last show, I believe, was Grand Rapids.
Really?
Yes. South Dakota.
Oh,
I believe.
Wow.
I can tell
another
you.
Small town.
Exactly.
Like look
Reno.
At the parallels.
Charming.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Mike loves being compared to Elvis in the summer of 77. Yes, I'm sorry. The jumpsuit is ready, Mr.
Yes.
O'Mara. We'll bring you out. But of course, you're probably excited to get out of the house.
I am. So I'm not just excited for the show and to see a listening family on the West Coast. I'm excited because there's kind of a few layers to this story here.
Right.
This past weekend on Friday, my basically mother-in-law is in town.
What's the Spanish word for mother-in-law?
Ahijada.
So that's what she is?
Yes.
Then? She is
ahijada.
Ahijada.
Sounds what it should sound like in English, because in English it's mother-in-law. It's like, mother-in-law, how sweet. Ahijada means dun 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 dun.
Yeah, it sounds scary. And
right?
The way you say it is laced with emotion.
Yeah. Yes.
Ahijada.
My ahijada. So she comes in town, and she's been in town before. She's
right.
Very sweet, and as far as
so, this is Shannon's mom.
Yeah,
and where does
as far
she,
as moms are concerned, very low key. Like, goes
where does
with
she
the
call
flow.
Home?
She's in Arizona.
Okay,
she's in
very
Phoenix,
good.
Right outside Phoenix, Arizona. Right.
I had a cross country.
Yeah, so she flew over, but they're here for kind of a somber a time in Shannon's because Shannon's family, her father passed away.
I remember,
and they had her and her mother, her biological mother, are. The husband were divorced, so she's
sure.
got a stepdad. But regardless, the mom's in town. She's part of the family. She's got five siblings coming in town
mm-hmm.
that are going to stagger in throughout the week. But she got here a little early.
Okay.
And this weekend, she stayed in Casa de Santana. And Casa de Santana is more like a cubicle de Santana because I've got a one-bedroom apartment,
it
right?
It is tiny. And we've talked about this before. And it's
a little guy.
It is a sort of a combination
yes.
Living room, kitchen, dining room.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
A great room.
Yes.
Which is giving it all the best of it.
If we did a Cribs in my house, it'd be over in a minute.
It is the actual size of a crib.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yes.
Okay.
So I...
What is the square footage?
734.
Okay. So it
somewhere,
is tiny.
Probably seven.
Itty bitty.
It feels like four.
Yeah.
Like, it just is what it is. I have one TV for what reason. Like,
yeah.
I mean, there isn't... Where are you going to go and not... You see the TV from every angle.
And yeah, it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
the Empire State
yeah.
Building. No matter where you are in the city, you can see the TV.
So you don't realize how small a space it is until there's a third person there. Now, you wonder... She's coming in town. She's probably going to get a hotel room. She's got other family in town. No. That's not the way they work.
Now, you before you and Shannon were living in Sid,
yes.
you actually lived in the apartment by yourself.
Yes, and it was glorious.
I was going to say, now, when Shannon came
happy
in.
Happy days. The heyday.
That's right. Sunnier days.
Sunnier days.
It probably felt like an amazing change just to have that. And she's tiny. It's not like you're living with me.
No.
It changed the whole dynamic of the apartment probably to have the extra person in there.
It did. And what was also tough is... While I'm lucky to be in a relationship with Shannon.
And she is lucky to be in a relationship
you know
with
that.
You.
You know that. She hit the gravy train, the whole lottery,
you know,
Powerball.
I almost said it without laughing, so I applaud
so
myself.
I didn't have that much time alone in the condo in between relationships because not 8 months later, I was in a long-term relationship. Right.
Right?
Go me.
Yeah.
So I move her in.
All part of your plan.
You realize it's a smaller place.
Yeah.
Now two people are like, oh, this is kind of a small place.
Mm-hmm.
But. It just is what it is, and I don't want to buy a new place. I'm not in a position to do that anyway,
right.
So it's fine. But when someone comes and visits, you're like, okay, the rules of engagement when I go somewhere, whether it's Mike's or anybody, my sister or anybody else,
right.
when I'm not passing out in their foyer and embarrassing myself,
mm-hmm.
I make myself scarce.
You have to.
Like, you put me in a guest room, I make the bed, I wake up early,
mm-hmm.
I make the bed, I put everything away, if I use a dish, I wash it, like I'm in someone's home as a guest,
you
right?
You have to be that way, because just the fact that you're there is an imposition.
Yes, whether they are family or friends or whoever, you
right.
know that I guess my biggest fear is to mess with anybody's routine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, when I go and visit my sister, I take Uber everywhere. She
right.
wants to drive me over, she makes a big fuss of it, I say, no, I don't want to put you out.
Right.
I'll take a cab or Uber, whatever's there. I don't have a car. I'll rent a car, whatever. I just don't want to get in anybody's way.
Yeah.
Now,
That's a great quality to have, by the way.
Thank you. My mother-in-law, I'm just going to call her that for now. The Ahada does not feel the same way. She subscribes to the opposite of what I subscribe to.
The polar opposite.
The polar opposite. And I hope she doesn't listen. And if you're listening, you're a 10. You're great. And you're more than welcome anytime.
Any chance she's ever listened to this show?
Probably not, but the odds are I'll probably get to her.
Okay.
And you're welcome at any moment in my life. Right. That's great. But what we do when we have guests is we blow up an air mattress. We take the coffee table out of the way because clearly not enough room.
Right.
And it's a nice. It looks like a little bed. It's a nice quality air mattress. Sure. Right.
You don't make them sleep on the coffee table?
No, no. Or I offered my bed.
Of course.
I'll sleep on the air mattress. Okay,
because it was awkward for a second. I thought perhaps you were still in the bed.
No. I'll sleep. The guests can take the bed. We'll sleep on. I always do that. Always offer that.
That's
right?
Classy move.
So she said, no, I'll take the air mattress. Okay. So Friday, we pump that thing up. It's good to go.
Is it the auto inflate kind?
Yes.
I love those.
Yeah. It's solid. You just do what you need to do. So. Right. Make the bed. Woe is me. Time to go to sleep. We all go to sleep. I wake up probably around 8:30 in the morning.
Okay, Saturday morning.
And I walk out and she's sleeping. And I said, oh, you know what? Sleep in. No big deal. Like, you're on Arizona time. It's kind of weird. I completely understand the jet lag.
So to her, it's 5:30.
But she's... it would be 5:30, hypothetically.
Right.
But she's already been in town for 5 days because she was staying with her sister.
Oh, so jet lag is not a factor.
Not an excuse. I did that math around 12:30 when she was still sleeping in the middle of my living room.
Okay.
And then I said, okay, well.
Now, did she even move?
No. I even checked if her chest was raising because I said, well, maybe this could get awkward.
Put a mirror under her nose.
So I'm tiptoeing around and I'm like, okay, well, I've left. I've come back. She's still sleeping. And I know that she's a night owl and I know that she sleeps in late.
True.
And that's kind of her go-to when I go and visit in Phoenix, Arizona. So I was like, I understand this. And then I go run another errand. I come back around 1:30 and she's still sleeping in the middle of my living room. And I walk in and Shannon's doing like her homework in the bedroom.
Right.
And I said, hey, not for nothing, but when does your mom, when do you think she's going to decide to wake up?
Around? Yeah.
I mean, it's like 1:35. And she's like, well, you know, she's a night owl. She stays up late. I said, yeah, I know that. I was like, but we're not in her home right now. And she's in the middle of our living room.
Yeah.
Laid out like Sugar Bear in that ODB cribs. If you ever saw that one, when he was walking around, he goes, oh, that's my cousin laying on the floor. There's like three people that get that in an audience. But yeah, he was doing a cribs and they had to step over a body underneath a comforter. And it was his cousin Sugar Bear.
Yeah.
So,
cause the air mattress is roughly the size of your living room.
It's the entire square footage. I couldn't get to the remote cause I'd have to crawl over her.
Well, and it doubles as your dining room.
That's all it is.
Yeah, it is.
That's
it
my is. Entire condo.
Yeah.
So she says, well, don't make a big deal. I was like, I'm not making a big deal about this.
But the fact that she said right away, don't make a big deal.
Well, because it's her mom,
probably,
right?
Does she foresee that there could be trouble? Is she a little self-conscious about it?
I got a lot of things to take care of, so I can't fight about this.
I
don't have time. Don't have time for that BS, right? So then it's around almost 2 o'clock. I shimmy out, and I see her stirring. I'm like, all right, here we go. Like, this is, okay, starting the day, almost 2 o'clock. You must have stayed up real late.
Right.
You know, you get a pass. She starts making her coffee, like she's starting her day, and you know, and she's very sweet. She doesn't ask for anything. I'm offering. She doesn't need anything. We're good to go.
Right.
So 5 o'clock comes back.
How is her morning demeanor?
She's great.
Or
she's
afternoon.
She's like stretching, just like anybody else would at maybe 7:30 in the morning.
She's well rested.
Well rested, right?
Certainly.
Woe is me.
To say the very least.
And I'm like, oh yeah. But you know me. I was like, oh, you slept well, huh? No, it must be a real comfortable bed. Sorry about that. It was when the sun rose. Did that affect you at all? Because it was pretty bright in here.
Yeah. When the sun rose 15 hours ago.
Yes. So we get to around 4:30, and the air mattress is still in the middle of the living room.
If you walk anywhere, you're having to walk
sideways. So I scurry into what is now a desk / bed / bedroom where my girlfriend's doing all her homework.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, you know, not for nothing, but that air mattress is pretty big in the middle of the living room.
Sure.
You think that thing's going to be taken down any moment, or is that something I got to take care of as well? And she said, she's like, it's almost night, so let's just leave it up. I said, I said, now I see the correlation.
Yeah.
Like, you guys blow things up, and you don't like to put them away.
Yeah.
This is what happens, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, okay. I said, Shannon, I'm more than happy to have people over. I was like, but I can't walk over to the couch. I can't walk anywhere around
you
the house
can't
except
walk,
for
period.
It's almost like I guess the best way to put it is if you've ever been in a warehouse,
right.
and like there's a big shipment that's come in, or you're walking around like the big pallets.
Yeah,
that's all I have to work with. Mm. Like I'm walking around the big pallets that just got dropped off because there's nothing else
it's
to
a
do.
Pallet of mother-in-law.
Yes. And I said, all right, so I let the bed go. No big deal.
Right.
We go and see Interstellar, which I'll talk about sometime this week if we get to it. Come back, and I'm like, all right, she's going to jump right back in bed. No big deal.
So the three of you went and saw the movie.
Yeah, yeah. We go and see it. Come back. Had a good time. The next morning, I wake up, 8 a.m., good to go. And I'm like, okay, maybe Shannon mentioned something to her, and the day will start a little earlier this time.
Exactly.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
She didn't sleep till 1:30. She slept till 2.
Wow. Maybe Shannon was vague. Maybe what Shannon said is Oscar was concerned about the time that you got up, and maybe she thought she got up too early.
So it's probably around 1:30, and I want to make a Vine video. I want to do all kinds of things just to like let everybody in the world know that what's happening in front of me. And my Vine was going to be, and if you don't know what Vine is, 7-second video, but it was going to be a video of the clock at 9. And then I was gonna time lapse the entire thing, and then see her sleeping, and then clock it at 12, see her sleeping, clock at 1, see her sleeping.
And when you do this, do you post it at passiveaggressiveshortvideos.com?
No. But then I was just gonna send it to my chick.
I see.
And because she had gone to the yoga studio and was working, so I'm sitting there making a sandwich. I'm making lunch. I'm toasting bread.
Yes, you're cooking.
And she is sleeping in front of me.
Wow, she must be a sound sleeper.
I wish I had that, right?
Yeah.
So my girl gets back from what was me, what a day. And it's around 3 o'clock. The bed is still up and running. Yeah. You know what she does?
What?
And again, I'm in love with this chick, right? Like yeah. We are good to go. And her mom, as far as I'm concerned, can sleep in the middle of my living room as long as she'd like.
Good.
My chick gets back, takes a shower. She's like, I'm going to take a quick nap. She sleeps on the bed in the living room.
Shannon uses that almost as if to make it. You know what she's doing? She's subtly siding with her mom.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. She's, you know what I think? I think this is where we should have a bed all the time.
No,
look how handy it is.
But then a problem, I was like, well, maybe she's being sweet. I don't know what's going on here. This is a mind F now because now I got to yell at her later on. Like, sure. This is a whole situation. The bed didn't go down till 9 o'clock when her mom left last night, p.m. Now, I haven't addressed this with Shannon.
Right.
How do I address it without being a complete dick? Part of me wanted to take a butcher knife to the air mattress and say, hey, something must have happened.
While she's sleeping in it?
No. Like, I was just going to cut a little hole so next time this happens, oh, woe is me, take the couch, a little less square footage.
Yeah.
Oh.
How tall is the ceiling in your apartment?
9 feet.
You see,
like that.
Here I've got your solution.
Yes.
And we'll discuss how we can handle this when we return. But until then, next time you inflate the air mattress, inflate it with helium. That way, when she gets up and gets off the mattress, it just goes to the ceiling. It is. It's like a modern-day Murphy bed.
I am completely effed, and there are 5 more people coming this week.
You're going to have to sleep in ships. It's like a submarine. All right, we'll talk about that when we return. Stick around. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We know Reno.
And we know that you're going to have the time of your life at CAT 2014.
Saturday, November 15th in the Mandalay Ballroom at Circus Circus in Reno.
It's an all-new Mike O'Mara Show Live.
A live show, up close and personal.
Plus an exclusive after party for all the ticket holders.
Come on out and laugh at us and then hang with us.
And if you were wondering about a whore package upgrade,
this time everyone who buys a ticket is automatically eligible for backstage access.
10 lucky folks will win a pair of backstage passes for a pre-show drink with us.
Buy a ticket and you're eligible.
Everybody's a whore at CAT 2014.
Get your tickets by dialing 1-800-648-5010.
That's 1-800-648-5010.
The Mike O'Mara Show Live.
Made possible by Encore Insurance Services.
We'll see you there! Another solution would be use hydrogen.
Ah.
But that could make sure you're insured.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know you need life insurance, but you haven't bought it yet.
Why?
No more excuses. Today's the day. And Encore will make it easy. Encore surveys the top companies in the insurance industry to compare premiums. And you know something else about Encore? They're a big reason we're all coming out to Reno. It's fast and it's easy. There's no obligation, no salesman, and it is free, F-R-E-E. Just call toll-free at 866-347-5748 to get a free life insurance quote. Or visit smartterm.com/TMOS. That's smartterm.com/TMOS. That's where you'll find the license, disclaimer, and quality customer service. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Check them out as a favor to us, but mostly for yourself. Do it today. Encore Insurance Services, they've been with us a long time, and they'll be with you too. Do it today.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike may not be with us a long time.
Well, I'm sure. It's a good thing he called Encore. It's just lucky, that's all.
Always. Oh, my God, if he really dies, I'll feel so bad.
Will you?
Yeah, I really will.
Okay, so you don't have five more people coming to your place.
Well, I'll give you the tally. And okay. Again, if you're just joining us, a lot of people are coming to town as I'm leaving town.
Exactly.
From my girlfriend's side of the
is
family.
Is that the reason they're coming?
No, no, no.
Finally, he's gone. No.
This is how much I matter in my girl's life.
Okay.
When she told me when everybody was coming in town, I said, that's when we have our live show in Reno.
Yeah, the one we've been planning for a year and a half.
And she's like, oh. And I said, you know what? It's a free ticket. Like, I've already said that I'll do whatever you need as long as you know my schedule. And she knows my schedule, and she forgot about it, but that's fine.
That's right.
So her little brother comes in town on Wednesday.
Okay.
Her older brother comes in town on Monday. Her sister comes in town on Wednesday as well. So on Wednesday, in Chateau Santana, we're going to have her sister, her little brother, her sister's daughter. That's one, two, three.
Now, when you say little brother, is he just
21? No, he's 21.
I was hoping he was like a
he's
dwarf.
21. No, no, he's a good guy.
Then he could stand. He could take up
21.
Less room. Yeah.
And anytime they stay, they deflate their mattress right away. Right.
So you really have all these people crashing at your. Oh my
On
god.
On Thursday, it's little brother, sister, younger, whatever niece.
Yeah.
And then mom comes back.
Where is mom going in the interim?
Now, mom's going back to her sister's place.
Okay, good, good, good.
Because Shannon's so busy and that she's not going to have time to hang out with her, right? Which is cool. And look, she lives in Arizona. Family's family. I get it. I get it. I'm fine. I just want to walk into my living room and not trip over some pillows.
I understand.
You know, that's all I want to do. Mm-hmm. So, the question is this. Like, I am pretty cheap when it comes to finances, right?
Right.
Like, I don't like wasting money.
You're thrifty. Cheap is, you see, cheap, when you say you're cheap, it denotes something negative. And it's not negative. It's a great quality.
Okay, I try to be responsible.
Yeah, thrifty is what you are. Man of thrift.
I looked at hotels to put them in.
Yeah.
Now, I am a big family guy, right?
Sure.
So I beat my chest about family.
Yeah, you're a regular Peter Griffin.
If I go to Shannon and say, look, there's a Holiday Inn down the road. Mm-hmm. I'll pick up the expense for the couple days they're here. What do you think it's going to go like? Because half the fun of being with family is being with family.
That is true.
Right?
But
that's not my family, though.
You see, I think you can do this. You can finesse this. Because I know the proximity of the Holiday Inn to your place is really walking distance. Nearly.
It is.
Nearly walking distance.
But you're still not in, like, our home.
Yeah, but it's also,
I mean, if there was a fire marshal that came in, he'd definitely shut us down.
Well, if it was a fire marshal,
we'll be at capacity by Tuesday.
if fire marshal came, imagine Shannon would invite for him to stay overnight.
Yeah.
Because she does that with everybody. I think the fact that it is a solemn event, you can spin it this way. You can say, I know that everyone is going to be on edge. It's going to be a very tense time.
Yes.
People are going to probably want their space.
Ah.
Let's offer them the option, through my courtesy, of having a place they can retreat to. And that way, you know, we can get together. You can still do dinner together, hang out, do what you need to do. But then everyone has a place where they can go, where they can have a guaranteed little bit of privacy.
What about this?
Yes.
What if I went to a hotel and left them there to rot?
Then you are a dick. Absolutely, there is no way you can do that.
But I'm the moneymaker. I'm the pinata.
I understand.
They're knocking around
and
trying to get some cash out of
I remember the days when you use that as your DJ name, Johnny Pinata. But I don't think you can pull that. That looks like you're abandoning them.
Well, what if I say, look, I got a lot of my play. I got to get my head right for Reno.
Right.
Right? Maybe this isn't the time for lots of guests, but you can have them. I'll be right up the street.
You know what? I still think you look like a jerk. What do you think, Rob?
Do you have low flow shower heads?
No.
Because you could say you do. And say, listen, these water pipes, it's an old building.
Yeah, it is an old building.
They can't handle five people showering in the same place.
Ah, yeah.
That's true.
You know, and five of us scheduling will be a nightmare.
Yes.
Everybody should be low-key without
toilet.
Any worries.
Yeah, because right now,
the toilet scenario.
With three people, it looks like a hostel, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like there are bags everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and you don't know whose is what.
Mm-hmm. Triple stack bunk beds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think you can do it, I really don't think you can abandon it, though.
How do I address the sleeping till 3 p.m. situation?
This is tough.
Now, to be fair, 2 p.m.
2 p.m.? Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe with some work we can get it to noon. But how forthright have you been with Shannon about it? Have you just mentioned it in passing?
I kind of joke about it, but I think it's rude that if you're staying in someone's home, regardless if it's my home or anybody else's, to say, okay, it's just like home. I'm going to sleep till when I want.
It is, but I don't know that that's something you can reprogram in someone subtly.
Yeah.
Because you know what it is? It's just the way you are versus the way she is. What if you made a lot of noise when you made breakfast and made a big deal about breakfast?
Oh, instead of tiptoeing around like a mouse?
What if you went any loud and you made, I don't know, do you have a...
College game day's on, weird.
Yeah, hey, come on, look.
Fimes at 24.
Make eggs for everybody.
Yeah. What kind of eggs do you want? And while I'm making the eggs, why don't you deflate that air mattress?
Ready for this Oregon game?
You could
do that.
It's at
3 o'clock, but it might be 8 o'clock right now.
The thing is that you allowed it to happen by tiptoeing. If you were loud, maybe if you were loud, you could get her up.
Oh, man.
The landlord might be coming by for an inspection.
I am the landlord.
Oh. The landlord.
Yeah. No, it's a condo. Oh, man. We're in different places in our life.
Quote of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, do you feel responsible for letting her sleep that long? How loud were you when you were tiptoeing?
No, I was as quiet as a mouse.
Then you see what you need. Do you have any firecrackers?
No, I don't. And then a part of me was sitting there, I was like, all right. And this is the real effed up part of me.
Mm-hmm.
Says, because you as a man look at your girlfriend or... I thought she was just texting me. Oh, jeez.
You are so paranoid
that's how
right,
dodgy
now.
I am right now.
Yeah. You're about ready to stop tape.
So there's a couple things. One, she, for her age, she's like skinny, like looks good. Like she kept it up. I'm like, all right, I can handle this. This is the future.
Right.
Like I'll be all right. Right. She kept it tight. And then the other side of me says, okay, she's kept it tight, but is Shannon going to sleep till 3 p.m.?
Oh,
when
so
we
you're,
get older,
you're starting to look to
like,
your
is
future.
Is this a dubit I'm going to have to deal with? Because if that's the case, I couldn't handle that.
No, I don't think that's going to be the case. Because of the pep talks. The ongoing pep talks.
The mom didn't have the luxury of the pep talks.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. If the mom had known you for a long time.
Oh, and this is the thing. So we're like driving around and I'm talking to her mom because now like I'm really digging into like what else do I have to look forward to in my life?
So you're seeing this as a portal into your future.
Yes, yes,
wow.
A wormhole.
Yes.
Yes. And I was like, all right. And she said, I was like, hey, and this is how messed up I am. And people are going to hate me for this.
No, they hate you for a lot of reasons.
Because now
not
I'm
this.
Thinking of like the career, education, like all these things.
Yeah.
Like I'm doing a profile.
So you're driving around and just.
Because I never, like I knew she had a good job, like, but I never knew like how she got there and what the situation was.
So what you're saying to me is you're like, say it's you and Shannon and the mother-in-law and you're driving, say going to see the movie and you're just in the car. You go, so mother-in-law, how'd you do in college?
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, no.
But I'm not asking that in the same way. I'm like, oh, how was like your undergrad? Like, what's the story?
Right.
And she drops this on me that her father went to the Wharton School of Business.
It's impressive.
Yeah. Hey, and I was like, whoa. I was like, that's great. And she says, yeah, he was a weapons analyst. And I said, why have you never met, like, to Shannon, I was like, why have you never mentioned this to me? I was like, now we've got, you can sleep till 3 p.m. all you want. Like, now we've got some good genes coming your way, you know? And I said, okay. And I was like, tell me more. And she's like, well, I don't know exactly where you are. I was like, so I'm putting the piece. She goes, so you worked for the Department of Defense. He was local here, and they grew up here in the area.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, all right, putting things together. But as I'm asking these questions, like, it almost made it okay. Like, everything, and this is how shallow I am. Everything that happened earlier, I'm like, All right, let's put this together here.
How about this? How about we get you one of those elementary school cardboard clocks?
Yes.
Where you teach kids how to tell time, and we pick a nice standard time like 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And you can, for every good fact she tells you about the family, you can advance it a half an hour. She can earn the ability to sleep late. But then if she tells you something bad, like, you know, says, you know what? Shannon was kind of a lazy kid. Oh, back to 8:30. You know, back to 8:30. And that way you earn it. Now, the final question I have here is when
that's
you
a wake-up call time?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, nice. Late called, checkout?
Wake-up mother-in-law. He said, yes. we cannot offer you the opportunity of late checkout.
Today's late checkout is 2 o'clock.
You know what? With all the people in the apartment, though, she's not going to be able to sleep.
No, no.
And
no.
Also, with that many bodies, the bed is going to be deflated by somebody.
Yeah.
So that's a non-issue. The problem you're going to have is that many people in your space.
Yeah.
So I think,
like, I got writing to do for Reno. I got right. All this, you know, all these bits that we have to take care of.
I think you're going to have to offer them
the hotel room.
Yeah, and I think you're going to have to do it in a very assertive way.
Yeah,
I think you're going to have to say, I think it's better for everybody if you get the hell out of my house. But then you say, all due respect. Yeah.
Yeah. See you at dinner.
Where will you be taking me?
Yeah, I'll talk to Shannon after this.
Yeah, how's she going to take it?
Probably weird. Weird, but it's not going to work out. Never works out.
When I go home, I'm going to make that cardboard clock.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, that'd be good. I need one of those little tabs that you push in and fold their things out. Little arts and crafts project. I'll put Robert on something.
Thank you. Appreciate
it'll be good. All right, stick around, folks. We're coming back. Oh, Carrie was so handy this weekend.
Oh.
Damn near killed me. We'll talk about that when we return. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. The holidays, you know, are right around the corner. It's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also the most hectic. So this year, why not give yourself the greatest gift of all? It's the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. It is so simple. There's nothing to wear. There's nothing to turn on. You just sleep. It uses sensors along with the dual air technology inside the bed to optimize your sleep. It's the smartest bed in the world. The Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. Now listen, folks, please listen to this because the deals are getting better. My Sleep Number setting is an 80, Carlos is an 85, and right now during their Veterans Day sale, you can save $600 on the top-rated Sleep Number i8 bed. It's the lowest price ever. See why Sleep Number was named Best of 2014 by a leading consumer magazine. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Again, that's 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Now back to the guys that can actually function.
That's Mike. He's functioning.
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
His bowels aren't.
Eating Jell-O. A lot of clear fluids.
I've got
for
a
Mike.
Show title.
Oh, what's
possibly.
That? What's that?
And you can use it or not use
okay,
it.
Okay, go ahead.
What about she snoozes, we lose?
What?
You snooze, you lose.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, she snoozes all the time. You know what? I bet Carrie and your mother-in-law would have lots to talk about.
What's up with the naps, man?
If we could ever get them awake at the same time.
Jeez.
I don't know. Carrie, she's been off for a few days in a row. She's got to burn up her vacation days. It's because it's a use them or lose them type deal. And also they're coming up because she works retail. There's blackout periods. So you cannot take vacation, you know, adjacent to Thanksgiving.
I used to feel bad for the individuals out there that take retail or seasonal work.
Right.
But in the long run, if that's the busiest time of the year for you, it's just part of the job, right?
That is part of the
job. Yeah, I remember during holidays in the radio, we used to always work. I used to leave Thanksgiving brunches because I couldn't have dinner with my family to go run a board.
I missed 3 or 4 Thanksgivings.
Yeah, exactly.
And also now Carrie has built up some seniority where she will not have to get up in the middle of Thanksgiving night to go in and work. And that's been the case in the past we'd have to finish dinner. She'd go to bed and get up at like 2 in the morning and go into work.
It's like she was doing a morning show.
Exactly.
Yes.
Carrie in the morning. What is it? It's time for the nap attack. She would probably be not the best morning host, but she's burning up some vacation days, and I think she's getting kind of, you know, antsy because, you know, she's not used to being home all the time. As a matter of fact, I figured out how she tells time. The other day, she turned on the TV, and she said, Judge Judy is on? I didn't know it was that late. I said, we have clocks everywhere. Yeah. But she tells time by Judge Judy. So I knew I was in trouble on Sunday. Saturday, we pretty much took it easy. Julia had a couple volleyball games, and we just sort of relaxed. And then on Sunday morning, I heard such a clatter that I sprung from my bed. Carrie, for the probably first time in 3 years, we have one of those ladders that you see like advertised on television that folds to like 4 feet in length.
Yes.
But then can be 16 feet of an extension ladder. And it's been hanging on the garage wall since we moved into the house.
Yes.
The only time it comes down is if we need to change the battery on the smoke detector in my bedroom.
Okay.
That's the only time we've ever used it, because that's a huge... They put the smoke detector up where you need to buy a ladder to change it. It's horrible.
Or get somebody to come in and take care of
it. Like cathedral ceilings, right? That'd be in my fabulous mansion.
Don't know about cathedral ceilings. I barely have one.
Well, you've been to the cathedral.
You got
to
crouch down. It's
especially with the bed with the helium in it. So she's fooling with the ladder. I say, uh-oh. This is no good. So what I do is I go downstairs and I stand near the door to the garage to kind of hear what's going on. And I hear her messing with the ladder. I'm like, oh no. Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Couldn't you have your kids scurry up that thing?
I could.
Right? Because they're a little more agile, I imagine.
But the thing is that the smoke detector is not going, eh.
Oh, it's not even beeping?
Eh. So she's getting the ladder down for another reason.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, oh no, this can't be good. So I finally say, so what are you doing with the ladder? Mm. She says, well, I'm going to do some painting. And I say out loud the S word. Because now this is because I have to go back. Because
you're going
to
be rope-a-doped.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
And
I used to hate that.
Of all
when I was
the tasks,
a kid.
Of all, oh, and that's
an
the
adult.
Other thing.
This your own home.
When of all tasks I hate,
yes.
I really do detest painting. Yes. I don't like painting. I can handle most stuff, and I can paint. But it's messy.
The hardest part about taping is taping off.
The prep work,
that
right?
is the yes. worst.
So we've got to, for this story to make sense, we've got to go back to Christmas Day 2013. Carrie's father tripped when he was leaving the house and fell into our wall. And because we have a wonderful...
Was he hammered?
You know what? That's really not an issue, Oscar.
I mean...
He's an older guy, and you know, there was an open bar.
He was hammered.
And listen, I'm not going to say one thing or another. People trip
so
and fall.
So he tripped and then created a hole?
Yeah, knocked a hole in our wall. Oh, probably about the size of... you can put your fist in it. Because it was, you know, drywall. And he just went... And by the way, thanks for asking. He's fine. Okay.
I'm sure he's fine.
He's fine. He's fine. So
I've punched a hole in drywall before, or an elbow by accident.
Sure. And if you hit it, the
impact doesn't have to be as strong as you would think.
No, because the big pieces of the sheetrock or the drywall, they're like 4x8,
yes.
right?
And we all know how people build homes around here.
Oh, they like Tinker Toys.
They try, and especially in the boom when they were building all these houses, like there was some drywall that was thinner than usual.
That's right.
Right?
And if you hit it dead center,
it's done.
So he's fine, and because he was so upset about it, he made my brother Tim, my brother-in-law Tim,
said,
you've got to fix this for them. I can't let that
patch that up.
Yeah, patch it up. And you know what? It wasn't that. It was like three applications of the wall filler.
Yeah.
Fill dry sand. And so it's been repaired for months, but it still needed
painted. Okay.
Right? And
well, why wouldn't Tim paint it as well?
It's what I thought. Oh. But anyway, you know,
I'll fix that, kind of.
Yeah, I'll fix it halfway.
The half job. Yeah.
You want to go to the beach? Sure. I'll drive you to Salisbury. So we've been looking at this, and it's not a gaping, glaring patch, because
but you want it done right.
Tan-colored wall with that stuff. And so finally, it's announced that my father-in-law is coming again for Christmas.
Mm.
And Carrie's panicking, because if he sees that we haven't repaired the wall, he's going to feel bad. So we've got to get a painting.
I would have just left it there.
I would have too.
Yeah, I thought you were finishing up, man.
With a note said, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. I'll just put a, you know, we were talking about a to-do list before the show. I'll just put a post-it on it that says Tim. ?
And the paint and the brush.
So she says, we've got to paint that. And I said, okay. We'll do that.
This doesn't seem like a tough job. There's no taping off. It's just a spot.
Well, the thing is that she starts to paint it, and the paint is not the same color. It looks like it's the same color. Mm-hmm. Luckily, one of the nicest things about the people that we bought the house from, they saved all the paint.
Yes.
And so there is, you know, millions of buckets with this much paint left.
Okay.
And this looked right. And then she looked very closely and it said tan paint. And it was accent color. So it's slightly different.
Yeah.
So instead of just painting the patch, we've got to paint the whole wall. And
or
what?
Did you find the right paint to paint the wall? Or
we
just
didn't have the right paint.
Okay.
Which was the only paint we had.
Okay.
So we have to tape off, and it's a doozy of a taping job.
Yes.
Because it is an angular wall with there's the floorboards and there's the doorbell that needs and the door to the bathroom needs to be
changed. My god.
And she says, well, don't worry, I'll take care of all of this.
Tim,
just help me with the ladder.
Tim, we tried. It's too much.
Tim,
come fix this.
The hole is back.
Yes.
The hole is back. So we finally get this done, and she says, don't worry. I know you hate painting. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this.
Well, she should.
And
her father caused the hole.
And so she does it, and it's done. And she says, can you help me pull the tape? And we look at it, and you know what? Because it's isolated and the hole, that's fine.
It's good enough.
It's good enough. It's absolutely
that
good enough.
That would drive me up the wall.
No, but you know what? To look at it, it looks like an accent wall.
Yeah, but you know it's different. It's wrong.
Why? You know what?
It's like this happens sometimes when you get your car fixed because the simple the sands of time will fade paint on different cars.
Sure.
You will have say you got to get a new your door painted, right?
Right.
If the guys aren't professional enough, you'll have a different colored door. And
absolutely.
If you look at it in the right light, you're like, "Oh, looks like somebody just put a different door on my car."
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about here.
But this looks okay because it does because it is its own isolated wall.
Okay.
You know, sometimes people in a room will paint like three white walls and a red wall.
Yes.
This
an
is
accent
our
wall.
Accent
okay.
wall. And it's a thick Spanish accent. It says, "Hello.
I am different.
There is a hole in my I am different."
Yes.
Then you and that was French, but as you know, I don't do accents.
No.
So we do that and I say, "Great. I'm going to put the ladder away." She says, "Don't put it away yet." And I go, "Oh, no." Now what? She says, the windows outside look dirty. I said, "You're going to wash windows?" She said, "I'm just going to Windex them." I said,
"From the outside?"
Yes, because it is
oh my God.
The top window. You know, there's
that
like the windows.
That is not safe.
I know, but I tried to talk her out of it. And my opinion does not matter in my home. I know this.
This is so sad.
So she goes down and we do the ladder to its fullest extent. And I say, "Oh, it's not tall enough. You can't do the windows." She says, "I can do the one above the door." So, okay. So we have her Windexing the door.
Where
the
are your kids?
This is what's so great, and I told this to Carrie at about 5 o'clock last night. I said, "Do you realize that as soon as you start doing projects, they go and seal themselves in their room?
Yeah.
They're gone."
Yep. Yeah, well, if anybody, kids, because they've been on monkey bars their entire they're
the
agile
ones that should
to get
be
up
doing
and do
this,
that,
right?
Right?
Exactly.
Why don't you go up there and knock, "Hey, Julia, I know you're busy trying to take over the world on the internet and win those Fall Out Boy tickets, but I've got some Windex and some paper towels and a ladder with your name outside."
So Carrie does her one window that she can reach. And I said,
"You know
what?
Not even going to address it."
No.
They're just not going to ask their kids to do anything.
Blow right by.
Because it would be pointless. And the amount of grief we'd get. And besides,
grief!
You know what?
You're the parents!
Because the thing is I'm scared for my own life at this point. I'm just trying to, you know, cut my own
losses.
It's
all about survival.
And so Carrie finishes this, and I say, "Thank God we're finally done." And we fold down the ladder and put it away, and she says, "What if we started to move some furniture?" And I just look at her.
God.
I said, "What the hell has gotten into you
today? Grab an Adderall?"
Yeah, something. She needs something. So she says, "What I want to do is this, and it's easy." She said, "Do you remember in the old house when we had the table going the other way?" I said, "Because the other house was shaped different. We can't move the dining room table long ways.
We are in this house.
It will block the way to the kitchen." She says, "Let's try it."
Nothing can obstruct the kitchen.
I said, "Well, seriously, you need to have a walkway." And I talk her out of it. We turn it, and I said, "See, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. This is just like I said." She said, "Okay, let's put it back. But what if we switch this coffee table in this room with the coffee table in this room?"
And you have a background like a former life in furniture.
Right.
So you know what a bitch this is.
Oh, it's the worst.
Right.
And it is. It's what's that game, the parking lot game where you can move cars in and out?
Oh,
Rush
I know
Hour.
Rush Hour.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Boom, bam.
And it's like the old tile games.
Yeah.
our house has exactly the right amount of furniture for our square footage. So to move a coffee table, this involves moving a sofa and an end table. It is like moving pieces in a game. And I said, you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it. She said, let's just try. I said, you're not going to like it. Let's just try. And finally, I just say, okay, let's.
Oh, man.
We move it. And she says, I hate it. I said, then let's put it back.
I would have said, I hate you.
Oh, no, you don't say that. And then we moved, I would say, 5 different room patterns. Do you know how the furniture is this very morning? Exactly the way it was when I got up yesterday morning. She moved stuff just for the sake of moving
you
it.
You are a beaten man.
I am. But I am a beaten man.
We've never addressed this on air, but you know, we tease Rob for not having any hand in his relationship. And I remember, I don't know if you want me to say this on there, but I'll say it.
Go ahead.
So maybe 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago. So we finished up doing the show. This is when Mike was healthy and around.
Right.
and on the show. And we're done with the show. Mike says goodbye. Like, we have a post-show meeting.
Right.
And we just kind of wrap up here, make sure that we're doing everything we can for Reno. And talking about the...
Stayed on top of it.
And he says, oh, man, like, I got to tell Carrie, I'm not looking forward to saying that I have to go buy a new iPad because you used 2 during the show for Elements.
Right.
I'm not looking forward to that. And I looked at him. I said, you have to buy it for work. Like, it's for work, right? It's like, this isn't something you... I see what you're dealing with.
Right.
You had an iPad 1 that basically had died on you.
Right.
And he goes, yeah, that doesn't change the fact that I have to ask her.
Yeah, it is. And it puts you in a bad situation.
Man.
But you see...
I looked at you. I was like... And to be honest, I looked at you... And I didn't make fun of you.
Right.
I said, I don't know how you deal with that because, you know, you work as much as we tease you. You work your ass off so we can put this together like we all do. And I don't know how you have to ask your wife to get something to do your work to make money to pay the mortgage.
But isn't this sort of like you having to ask Shannon about her mom sleeping on your floor? We all have to pay the price.
No. I am trying to be a nice guy. I don't have to do anything. I'm choosing not to be a complete dick about this.
Okay.
Yes.
It's a choice.
Yeah. It's a choice.
He doesn't often make this choice.
There's a choice. Right. I am trying to be a little more, I guess, kind about the situation. If I had to ask, say she ran the budget one day, right?
Okay. Right.
Say I just didn't want to deal with it. She ran it. Or B, I run the budget. If she came to me and said, look, I need to buy this for my work, she wouldn't have to ask me.
Right.
Because no one would have to ask me because it's for work.
Right. Right.
Why do you have to ask?
Because we're a partnership.
That is the worst answer I could ever have.
Well, you know, but it's
a
true.
Partnership.
It is. Yeah.
Does she ask you?
She
Be
would,
honest.
Well, what she would probably not know. But she's in charge. She's in charge. And, you know, it's just the way things are, and you have to make allowances. Spoken from someone who has never been married, okay?
No, but I won't be asking.
No.
No, I'll be telling.
Yeah, and I'm sure. I look forward to that.
Good luck.
I look forward to getting my time machine and zipping ahead when you've been married 20 years and to see you telling.
But you shouldn't have to ask for work, though.
Yeah, but I can't just tell her that we're doing it, though.
I don't think you should even have to tell her. You should just go do it. And say, hey, write this down on your ledger. I had to go pick
her
this
ledger,
up.
Her ledger?
I had to go pick this up. Take that off the top.
Ebenezer Scrooge ledger.
But I need
ledger.
This for work I can do my job.
Right.
How many hours did you waste with that one iPad 1 for the weeks that you tried to fight with it?
Oh, probably 60 hours.
Right?
Yeah.
So you fought your way to, I can't deal with this anymore.
Exactly.
The hours allotted are not worth the not buying the new iPad.
And I believe when I eventually tell her, that's what
you
happened.
Haven't told her yet.
Oh God!
Oh, this is even worse.
No. You see, I worked out a deal. Now I didn't,
What was the deal? Be honest.
You see, I would never. I wasn't going to even address this on the air.
Okay,
but what I did is I spoke to my mom and I said,
"Oh, this is great."
What? This is great. How old are you again?
I am 43.
Oh my God.
Okay.
You call your mom.
Right.
And your mom says what?
She says, who is this again?
Yes.
No, I call her, and what happened is I know that her husband was looking for an iPad, but he wanted to buy a used one.
Yes.
I said, listen, I'll sell you my old iPad. It'll be perfect for what he does. Can you loan me the money, and I'll take care of it, and then I'll just pay her back slowly, and then Carrie doesn't have to know about it.
Oh, my God. One, you have a mom who's a 10. 2, you should be disgraced with yourself.
I'm not proud of it. 3. Why do you think I didn't bring it up?
3. Do you realize, as a grown man, you had to take a loan from your mom and then bamboozle her into buying a subpar iPad?
No, I didn't bamboozle her.
Yeah, you did. Nobody wants to buy that thing.
I bamboozled her husband.
Oh. The worst.
Happy in my own skin.
8 o'clock. Can I get a loan, Mom? My wife won't let me spend money on anything.
Things are a little tight. So that's it. That's what happens when Carrie gets the idea to, you
that
know,
tragic.
Get things going. And yeah, and you know what? The paint looks great.
I wish Mike was here.
Me too. Stick around. When we come back. You got news?
Yes.
We're going to do news when we return. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. What's your name?
Hi. This is a random listener. And I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob Spiewak's bag. Rob loves a lot of things, but what he loves more than anything is having listeners fill up his bag week after week with wonderful messages. Would you be a sweetie and drop Rob a message for his bag? Send it right along to rob@mikeomarashow.com. Don't forget the 2 B's. Then every Wednesday, who knows, Rob might reach into his bag and pluck out a message from Y-O-U. Please, help Rob with his bag. I've been drinking a lot tonight.
World's creepiest promo.
Oh, I love it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. You claim you're a fantasy football fanatic and you haven't checked out FanDuel.com? Please. Talk big or go big at FanDuel.com. Don't wait. You're missing out on cash prizes. Why FanDuel.com? Well, it's weekly. Weekly fantasy football sets you up to win. Here's how. Say your players get hurt or they don't perform. There's no waiting for next season. Make new picks, start over next week, and set yourself up to win. Immediate cash payouts every week. If you're as big of a fantasy football fanatic as I am, then join me at FanDuel.com. Over $10 million in real cash payouts happen every single week. You can play for as little as a dollar with no upfront fees, no long-term commitment, and play in as many leagues as you want all at the same time. First time on FanDuel.com, you're in luck. If you go there, click on the mic, enter promo code TMOS, and they'll match your initial deposit up to $200. That's free cash. Enter TMOS at FanDuel.com. That's FANDUEL.com. Promo code TMOS. Offer ends soon, so sign up today.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You want to give my mom a call?
Yes, this is too good.
Okay.
News you may not need.
We'll postpone it for a moment.
Yeah, just a moment here. If you had Ben Roethlisberger on FanDuel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Rofo.
Yeah. Rofo, you know what? Within inches of greatness.
You know what? As Mike loses, the listeners win. They're
That's
just
right.
taking Mike's money.
You know what? We just what FanDuel is, it's a holding cell. For Mike's money.
Win Mike's money.
And it becomes your money.
So if you're just joining us, Rob finally, out of the blue, and thank you for taking the bullet here,
yes.
divulged that he never told his wife about the new iPad he had to get for work.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
He called his mom. Like as any 43-year-old man does, and asked one.
Well, I was stewing about
he
it.
He convinced her to have her husband buy his old iPad, which was on the fritz.
Right.
And
not really on the fritz.
And then
Joseph.
Borrowed the dollars, the difference,
right.
to buy his iPad.
And I will pay her back.
Yeah. Let's call her and let's see how she feels. And her what?
Sharon.
Sharon. Okay.
Sharon is her name.
I'm gonna call her Mrs.
That's right.
So and so.
Well, no, you just call her Sharon. I call her Sharon. I don't even call her mom.
Oh, that's awkward.
Medical staff, this is Sharon.
Hey, it's your boy, and you are on the radio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm here with Oscar and Rob and Pony, and it's come out that we had our little financial dealings over the iPad.
Yes.
And Oscar doesn't think that perhaps I finessed it the way I might have, and he wants your take on it.
Sharon, it's wonderful to talk to you again.
I knew this was going to happen.
Well, you know what? The good news is Carrie doesn't listen to the show, so we might still be okay.
Okay.
Sharon,
all right.
Sharon,
yes.
Your son is a talented man. I think clearly you're proud of him. He works hard. once in a while here on the program, all the time, really, but once in a while. But he works hard the most at really at not telling us the entire story when it comes to certain things. So when we finally got the entire story, I should be doing the news right now. And I said, no. It's time to call Sharon.
This is your late breaking news story.
Yeah, whenever it feels like breaking. I said, let's figure out how she feels about the situation here. I said, and I come from a different background. I'm Latin. There's some, you know, machismo in me. I said, there's no way that you should ask your wife to do anything, one. But if it's for work, you shouldn't really have to ask. It's the cost of doing business. That's how you get to work.
Yes.
So when little Rob calls you and says, Mom.
Oh, in this case, go ahead and call me Robbie.
Okay. I'm sorry. Robbie calls you and says, Mom, I really need this iPad, and I have this old iPad, and I know your husband's looking for one. It kind of works, and he needs it too, so, you know, if you don't mind, kind of let's have him buy it from me, and then I need another $400 to buy the other one, so let's call it a wash, and I'll pay you back when I can.
So when he says that to you,
like
you,
a time machine,
do you take the DeLorean back to 1982 when he needs cash in college? What's your take on this?
My take on it is he's always going to be my little boy, and will do anything I can to help him.
You realize that he sold you an iPad from 1991.
No, you realize I sold it to Dave. It's not her. She's fine.
Poor Dave.
Poor Dave.
Dave.
And then two, do you get off the phone and do you say, oh, nothing's changed. He's still my little boy.
Well, everything has changed because, you know what? iPads didn't used to exist. This is modern technology.
Do you find it a little strange, just a little strange, that he can't pull the trigger on something like this, especially it's for something that he needs to make a living?
Well, you know, as I said, I like to always try to be there for him as in the same way he's always there for me if I need anything.
Aww,
that is Isn't that so sweet?
That is.
Good answer.
You're dodging the question.
I know.
Does Dave have to call you when he needs to purchase something for work?
No.
Interesting. Do you have to call Dave when you need to purchase something for work?
Oh, heck no.
Interesting. Don't you find it strange that Rob has to?
Well, he just needed a little support is all.
You're such a good mama. Now I get
she's the greatest, isn't she?
Rob loves at a level that I'll never be able to love. Like his family, his
kids. Oh, you don't normally
kids.
Say this when
now,
you're drunk.
I know, but it's true. It's true. I'll never be able to love how Rob does. And I see where he gets it from now. You're a good mom, and I knew that beforehand because he's such a good guy. But I got to tell you, I didn't know where it came from because you know HBS doesn't pull that trigger. But you love so much that you're not willing to throw your son under the bus, and I appreciate that. And thank you for taking the call.
Oh, very sweet. You're welcome.
Now, does Dave know he's buying a subpar product?
Yeah. By the way, no refunds.
No refunds. I don't have a receipt or anything, you know. But he's very happy with this product. He's especially happy with the little bonus stand that he can sit it on.
Threw in a lot of extras.
Oh, did you?
Threw in some extras. Had all the original packaging. It was really great. I stand behind the product.
Thank you so much, Sharon.
Thank you for taking the call.
Take care.
You guys have a good day.
You're the best.
Wow. Bye. You just take advantage of your family.
Yeah, all the time.
They're so kind.
All the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like another layer to how evil I am.
No, it's just, I don't get it. And she was so nice about it.
She's a mom.
She just wants to help.
You know, I guess our moms are different.
No, my mom would, my mom wouldn't have this conversation with me. She'd say, there's a dynamic in your relationship that needs to change, clearly, so get on it.
Right.
Two, it just would feel horrible about that.
She helped me out. And
are you going to pay her back? When do you pay her back? What's the timeline here? How much is she out?
She is out right now, $600.
Oh, my God. Mm. Okay.
And you know what?
It's been a month?
No, a couple weeks. I said by the end of the year, she'll have her money.
Oh, my God.
What?
You don't get those terms from a bookie.
No. Well, I should hope not. Yeah. It's my mother. It's my mother.
$600.
Yeah, 600 bones.
All right. Let's get a couple stories in. A lightning round, if you don't mind.
Are you sure you don't want to keep talking about
just
this?
Just disgusted. All right. Who's having a worse day, me or Carson Palmer?
Oh.
From your Arizona Cardinals. The reason why I mentioned them, I have a soft spot for Arizona Cardinals, and they were scheduled to be, they're on pace to be in the Super Bowl.
Right.
He's got another, we don't know yet as of taping time, that's Monday, 11:49. If he's got a season-ending injury, it looks like it. Torn ACL. We will find out. So that was the biggest news of the week outside of the Packers demolishing the Bears. Demolishing. Oh, tragic.
And you know what? Since they had such a great week this week, I'm sure Rob Ford will choose them next week.
Yeah.
That's nice the MO. Job. Interstellar came in second. I was shocked by this. I saw the movie. I'll give you a recap sometime this week. I saw it in IMAX. Well worth it. It was beat by Big Hero 6. Interstellar made $50 million. Big Hero 6 made $56 million. A lot of people are knocking Interstellar because of their marketing. They said the marketing didn't hype up the action. It hyped up the science.
Right.
If people aren't going to see a movie because it hyped up the science, what does that say about our society?
Because we're stupid people.
Oh, yeah.
Julia saw the sixth movie. What's it called?
Big Hero 6.
And
based on our comics.
Julia came out of the movie and she loved it, but she said, oh, my God, it made me cry. She is such
emotional.
She is such a jaded kid.
Yeah.
She was not surprised that she enjoyed the movie.
She's at that age. Yeah.
She was surprised that it made her cry.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, so people are loving it. Disney, another hit. If you're out there, Interstellar, go check it out. It was as cool as everyone says it is.
Oh, cool. Good.
So I enjoyed it. Jerry Seinfeld. We talked about that last week. A little more has come out. Autism, he says he's on the autism spectrum.
Exactly.
Autism Speaks has really gotten their hooks into this, and they say that they want more celebrities to come out and really see if they are on that spectrum, because that'll kind of take the stigma away from what people look at autism as.
I can see what the value of that is.
Which would be pretty cool, so that's good for that. One more story quickly.
Yes,
Sesame Street. I learned English through Sesame Street.
I learned Spanish through Sesame Street.
45 years old, 1969. That's when the first broadcast was. I'm happy it's still around, man.
It's a great show. And, you know, it's weird. That's one of the few shows that I dug as a kid that my kids dug as well. And they stay current, you know, and they keep up. And it's a good show and a very valuable show. So happy anniversary, Sesame Street. Many more years to come.
That is news you need to know.
Thank you,
Boo.
Oscar. I thought you did great. Stick around back with you. We'll do the audio vault right after this. The street singing.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hey, I'm Gary Stein.
You know, we work very hard to bring you a brand new show every Monday.
Most shows do that. We work really hard to bring them a new show. What series brings old shows?
All right, point well taken. Listen to the Tony Perkins Show at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
It's the Tony Perkins Show.
New one today, right, Rob?
Brand new Tony Perkins today. Rob Bartlett is the guest.
Oh,
great
excellent.
Time, very funny.
Grab it.
That's you guys.
Oh, that's right.
That's us. Tony's like, you jerks.
Yeah.
The Audio Vault's brought to you by Springer.
Oh, it's a great game.
You can find it on iOS or any Android devices. I spent my weekend playing Springer when I wasn't staring at my mother-in-law in her bed.
That's right.
I'll say this.
Please isolate that.
I was like, all right, if I make it to 100,000, it's well worth the time just sitting here, standing in the kitchen. Springer is an awesome new game from TMSoft. What I love about it, and this is what I implore our listeners to do, whether you download it on your iPhone, iPad, or your Android device, give it a nice 5-star review. Mm-hmm. Write something kind about it. And the titles of the reviews are great because you know they're coming from our listening audience.
Right.
When you look at the current reviews, it says, another great game from Todd with 2 D's. So you see that. Another addicting TMSoft game, which is fun. Tomo does it again.
Hey, Tomo.
So as we read these reviews that come out a day later, I implore our listeners, once you download it, review it, again, 5 stars, but write something fun about it.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, or Tomo for president or something like that, because the people that get it will get it, right? Yeah,
you can let them know you're on the inside, the cognoscenti.
Again, Springer is available on iOS, all iOS and Android devices. Share it with your friends. 5-star review. Look out for Dr. Hacksaw. He's a big jerk.
He's a jerk.
Right now, as far as my friends are concerned, that I play with on Game Center for an iPhone or iPad on the iOS devices, I've got a bunch of requests. And again, it's Oscar Santana, but I'm playing listeners. And I am in third place now. Under Eric Zoolander and Stephanie
Matulik.
Matulik, yes. She's ahead of me.
Well, I think that, Zoolander probably is ahead of you because he's had lots of time to practice.
But again, it's Springer from TMSoft. Download it today.
Check it
out. All from TMSoft.
Yeah, it's a great game. Enjoy. And I love it. It's even great for my simplistic level.
You like it, right?
I love it.
A lot of fun.
All right. Audio Vault time. Very cool. Today is Monday. What is the date? Is it the 7th already?
No, no.
Today's the 10th. I looked at the wrong thing.
Just like my mother-in-law.
That's right. And the Tonight Show is sort of a big deal on Friday night when they had Jay Leno on the couch, and he did some stand-up, and it's the first time Jay had returned to the Tonight Show since he left, and he was suitably unfunny, I thought.
Hey, you've been following these abuse scandals in the NFL?
By the way, that is like the most hack setup. Hey, are you following the abuse scandals? Hey, hey.
Hey, you've been following these abuse scandals in the NFL? Did you see those pictures of Adrian Peterson beating his kid with a switch? Did you see those photos? You know something? No child should ever be beaten like that. Okay, except for Justin Bieber. Okay, slap the crap out of that kid.
Oh, my God.
Taking the easy laugh, Jay Leno.
But
something's never changed.
He spent that entire time setting up that joke.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's like you got to come out like on fire.
Oh, I know.
But was he ever really funny?
No, but he was always safe. Oh. The one thing that I thought was odd is that one of the jokes that he did referenced the Lawrence Taylor sex scandal. That's like 4 years old. Mm. I mean, try to do something current. Or, that's, you know what? Tough. If you don't have killer material, just come and sit on the couch.
Or, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
I mean, Chris Rock killed it, right?
Oh, yeah, he was great.
Like, you got to come out like Chris Rock.
That's what you got to do. But you know what? He could never do it.
Man.
He plays it safe. I've never liked Jay Leno, and that cemented it. Oh. Willie Nelson, however,
ooh,
I like, and he has the solution to the world's problems.
Okay.
He's a very smart man, this Willie Nelson, and this is how he's going to fix everything.
Well, I really think stress is the cause of a lot of our problems, and I really believe that the best medicine for stress is pot, and I think it would make us get along better all over the world.
See, you can fix it.
Come to DC, Willie.
That's right. He can come over, and maybe that's what Jeb Bush can run on that platform. Be excellent. Oh, have you seen George W. Bush doing all the interviews where he's not really talking about his brother
running, but he is.
And his big thing he said on the Today Show today is he can do a whole speech in Spanish.
Yeah. All those years, you learned Spanish.
Count me in. Mark Zuckerberg, a lot of people call him the Zuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says that the movie The Social Network had some inaccuracies in it. I didn't realize.
No.
This is a pretty glaring inaccuracy. I didn't realize this one.
So the thing that I found the most interesting about the movie was that they kind of made up this whole plot line about how I somehow decided to create Facebook to, I think, attract girls. And now, one important piece of context is the woman who I'm married to, who I've been dating for more than 10 years, and have known for more than 10 years, I was actually dating her before I even started Facebook. So, you know, if somehow I was trying to create Facebook to get to find more women, that probably would not have gone over too well in my relationship. And I probably would not still be married to her today.
He makes me tense just to hear his voice.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really keyed
settle
up.
Settle down, dude.
Yeah, he also said he didn't like apple teenies.
But, you know, to be fair, there is, if he was dating that girl, he still could have, like, it doesn't matter. Like, that's so inconsequential. The one thing that you would care about is, like, how did they break up the company? Or did he backstab his partner? Like, that's what you would care about.
Yeah,
but he's harping on that.
But he's a nerd. He's just like, I don't think that would have gone so well with the woman that I've been dating for 10 years. And I'm still married to her.
Was it the Harvard connection? Did you really steal that idea? Like, what happened?
Did he really write on the windows?
The grease pencil?
That's what everyone wants to know.
Oh, my God.
All right. Aretha Franklin was interviewed by the New York Times, and they asked her about current singers, and I like the way she handled some of the answers.
When I say that the name Adele, what comes to mind?
Mm-hmm. Young singer, good singer.
Alicia Keys.
Young performer, good writer, producer.
Taylor Swift.
Okay, great gowns, beautiful gowns.
Whitney Houston.
Whitney was a talent, definitely a talent. She had a gift. And Sissy's Baby.
And let's sort of change genres a little bit. Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj. No, I'm going to pass on that one.
And also they asked Aretha Franklin you hate Aretha Franklin?
No, she's hating.
Yo, she is hating.
Yes.
They asked her about autotune. Aretha claimed to not know what it was.
Right?
Yeah, maybe. Well, she certainly didn't need it.
Know?
She does not know. I don't know. She should read the magazines. It's in all the papers.
It's in the mag.
It's in all the vocal mags. And also, this was actually on Friday, I believe, they announced the name of the new Star Wars movie.
You guys like Star Wars? Yeah. Well,
Today, Disney announced the next Star Wars movie will be called Star Wars: The Force Awakens, which sounds like what a Star Wars fan says when he gets a boner. It seems the Force has awakened.
I'll take that.
And yet, once again, there is no one in the room to share it with me.
Thank you, Seth Meyers. That is your Magic Audio Vault. And this concludes our broadcast day. But dry your eyes. It's not goodbye. It's just so long. Remember, you can always write us a letter. Send it to TMOS, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Email all your technical queries to ponyboy at mikeomarashow.com. And if you'd like to be a part of the legendary popular Wednesday mailbag, love doing it, drop a line to me, the jolly one, Rob at mikeomarashow.com. Tickets still available for this Saturday's big show at the Reno Mandalay Bay Ballroom in Circus Circus. Call the box office at 1-800-648-5010. Feel better, Mike O'Mara.
Absolutely. Hey, and what time does Bank of Sharon close?
Bank of Sharon is open all the time. For Oscar and Mike and Rofo and Pony, this is Rob Spiewak saying, see you next time, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
So long.
Please remember to check out Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Since they compare the rates for you, they do all the work and all you have to do is save the money. Just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.